In today's world of reality TV shows, things that once may have seemed quite ordinary have become worldwide hits. One such show is about a pawn shop in Las Vegas. And today, we visit with one of the experts from the show that has him appearing on TV screens in 130 nations. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Here's farmer and landowner John Prue.
We purchased the land about 3 years ago, and there was an old farmstead on there with trees. And we were going to clear the land so we could farm through it. We thought we knew where the pipe was, so we didn't call to get it located. The work on our property led to the damage of a light crude pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Pawn Stars is one of the most watched series on television. It's the story of a real-life pawn shop in Las Vegas and the interesting items they are asked to buy. Mark Hall Patton is one of the experts often called upon to look at historical artifacts and determine their authenticity.
I don't know who recommended me, but when they were doing the pilot, they called me up and asked me whether I could look at a coat, and it was the West Point uniform coat, and I said, sure.
Although it's television, he says it's pretty close to real life. Still, he hears people say,
it's all scripted. No, it isn't. They never know what I'm going to say. They don't even know whether I'm going to say something's real or not.
However, it's not as if Mark just walks in the store and quickly expounds knowledge about a wide range of historical pieces.
They call me and they say, you know, we've got this thing coming in. They'll send me a picture of it and I'll look at it and say, okay, let me learn about that. I will do my research because you can't know everything.
Civil War artifacts, World War II battle plans, ignition keys for nuclear warheads. They're just a few of the items that he's been asked to examine on Pawn Stars.
There are pieces that I've looked at and said, well, you know, I can give you about an 80% yes or no, but that's all I can do, because there are certain things that you will not be able to find out.
He says he never imagined the show would be on TV, let alone become such a hit. The best part is that it's bringing visitors to the Clark County Museums, which he administers.
We're in 130 countries now with Pawn Stars. Though I have no idea what I sound like in Croatian, apparently I'm dubbed into that and everything else under the sun. But it is interesting because it is bringing people in, and once they get here, they see that this is a wonderful museum to visit.
Traveling the countryside in Henderson, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.